Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time. Are you gathering up the
team? Well, welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our good friend Mike Daniels. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And Mike Daniels is here. Michael A. Daniels is the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. He's, as I said earlier, he's got a taproot like no other when it comes to understanding the background, the origins, the background, and where we're going with regard to cyberspace, the Internet, the cloud. Mike, thanks again for being here. Mike's former president, chairman of Network Solutions, the original governance organization that the federal government handed over to the private sector. Mike, we were talking previously about the poor security that we have in our corporations and our government, and how that's already led us to becoming weaker and exposed. And you said it's not, some people call it a war. Whether is it a war if we don't fight back, Mike? I'm not sure if somebody attacks, if somebody hits me and I don't hit them back, that's not a fight, is it? And we don't seem to be fighting back. So here's my question. I'm making you president, Mike, president for a couple of years, President Daniels. What would you do at the federal level, and what would you do to work with corporate America to solve this problem, to solve our cybersecurity exposure?
A great question, Jim, and thank you for anointing me president for 2 years. I appreciate it. What I would do would be three first things. Number one, as president of the United States, I would go on television and I'd give a major address in front of the Congress and the people of the country and describe what the problem is. We have elevated this cyber threat to an equal plane as the military, Jim, is currently doing, and they're thinking of air, land, and sea. Mm-hmm. Just like we always have said, we need doctrines, plans, we need offensive, defensive, everything in these three levels. Now cyber is
since Paul Revere, right?
Exactly right. Let's add cyber, because we're in the cyber digital age, and it's this unbelievably destructive to our country. That'd be number one. And I'd number two, lay out a framework of what I call the United States global internet strategy, because it's the internet and cyber attacks that's a problem. And I would have a variety of pieces, won't bore you with it. But I'd then talk about establishing a national panel, not a commission, for everybody to sit around and study it. And I would have senior public corporate officials, private company leading officials, and U.S. government officials sit down and start to work on public-private cooperation. It's always been the basis of how we've operated in the Internet for the last 20 years. Now, because of the Snowden incident, we have a situation where most of Silicon Valley, unfortunately, is at loggerheads and other companies with the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. That's got to stop. And
so you think there needs to be cooperation between the public and the private sectors on this?
You have to, otherwise we can't get at this problem, Jim. Your example of Sony, you know, what do you do? Leave a major corporation, which it was left out to hang, respond to the parties, whether they were North Korea, the FBI believes or not.
The attack on Sony and their response both were unprecedented.
That's right. So, you know, we've got to adopt
with national security
approaches.
With national security implications.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We have national economic, military, political, and social implications from what this is doing.
It's
going to
take leadership, though, Mike, because only a true leader and somebody who admires that leader will be able to pull this off. And I don't know where that would come from these days. I mean, I want you to be able to do this, but under our current story, the current reality we have, where's that leadership going to come from, Mike?
Well, I think it has to come from the top, Jim, and I would say it comes from three places. One would be the president, the White House. Number two, I'd say the United States Congress. in the form of the leadership of both parties in the House and Senate, who need to be standing by the president on this, and you need to have 10, 12, 15 major corporate American leaders from finance, retail, et cetera.
This ought to be a 9/11 moment, shouldn't it, Mike? That's what you're describing. Remember how we felt 2-3 months after 9/11? It was like there was no such thing as a Republican or Democrat. This needs to be that kind of a moment, doesn't it?
This is a nonpartisan issue that's a critical national security issue to the United States. You can't have nation states stealing your defense secrets, which they've been doing. You can't have them looting your banks, which they've been doing. You can't have them stealing people's personal health records, their social security data, hacking stuff. This is a major national problem. And again, people can't get their head around the fact that we've transformed into a digital world with this interconnectivity and everybody's information out
there. Is this a case of bad executive management allowing deferred maintenance to build up so that they can use that money on other sexier things? Is this on a government and on a corporate level? It seems to me the executives have tried to hold their share prices up by making a profit, and they've allowed deferred maintenance in the cybersecurity area to be the victim. How far off am I, Mark?
I'd say you're 25 degrees off only, and I would say the basic issue I have seen, Jim, at the top levels of government and in corporate America, and I'm part of corporate America and have been in the government myself, so I can say that, is most people are not technologically savvy enough to understand what has happened and what they're dealing with these days. And
that may be scarier, Mike.
That's scarier.
That you got people in charge who don't understand what their exposure is. That's crazy. Hold on to that thought, Mike. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.